Does this slow the stream down?
That doesn't slow the stream. What that does is allow you to get up to speed with the stream. You see. In other words, when you... The distinction that we want you to understand, you do your asking when you're in contrasting experiences. You do your allowing when you are not thinking contradictory thoughts. So when you meditate, you quiet your mind. When you quiet your mind, you stop thought. When you stop thought, you stop resistance. When you stop resistance, you go with the stream.
Right.
Here's a better way of saying it to you. Nothing can slow your stream. Nothing slows your stream. Once your stream gets going, it never slows. It never, there's no regression. There's never, ever a way to pull back from what life has caused you to become. But if you don't let yourself go willingly, it feels like resistance. So rather than saying you're not going with the stream, it would be more accurate for us to say, oh, you're going, you're just not going willingly.
That would be cross current. Yeah, I understand. One more question. You have spoken about many of our desires having originated from before our entry into this particular body. Is this somewhat like predestiny?
Yes, in the sense that every thought that precedes manifestation would be predestiny. In other words, predestiny is not the way people so often mean it, but predestiny is having a thought and maintaining the vibration of the thought until it becomes a physical manifestational reality. Mm-hmm. And everything that you see in your physical environment happened in that way. At one time it was thought that was allowed and nurtured, or everything is nurtured that's not disallowed, into reality.
I'm going to get the tape, so I'll get to hear
well, what
that
bring,
again.
What brings forth your question?
Yeah.
Put it into some practical example and it will be easier for you to hear it.
I know that.
In other words, when you think a thought until the thought becomes a comfortable, normal thought, it's not long before it becomes a physical reality.
Right.
And when you look at it the other way, we like to say everything that you're living, no matter what it is an indication of the vibration or an indication of the thought that you've been thinking.
True.
So in that sense, there's a lot of predestination going on because you think a lot of thoughts before they manifest. So, and you're right, before you got here into this physical body, you were thinking about being here. And so you set forth a lot of intentions before you, splat, were born,
you see. It's like being back home again.
Being physically focused is a very familiar environment that you were eager to jump into.
Right. Well, as a result, then, it's as though I've leapt over that... with all the many relief bases that you've given us as language, there's relief after depression, there's relief, follows into joy eventually. Then as a result, the manifestation is I have leapt over that fear base. The divorce is, there's a leaping. There is no longer a divorce or separation. There is a presence of mind. And the stream is taking me even when I'm still. Even when I'm meditating, I understand that the stream still goes forward and very quickly. And that's where I want to be.
Good words. Accurate words. Good for you.
Yes. Thank you, Abraham.
It's our pleasure. Second row, yes.
Hi, Abraham. I promise not to amble on like our friend Vanita, but I just wanted to tell you that about a year
we cannot promise the same. We find some of our best material comes from rambling on and on.
Good that you do. So just wanted to tell you that about a year.